Segment D, Volume 2, Chapters 4, 5, and 6. As we mentioned in the introduction, Segment D is all about litigation, even more focused than some of the other segments, specifically some of the tools that you're going to use in support of document creation and drafting documents. To that end, we're actually going to be preparing pleading and discovery documents in this segment. As you can see, we've got a list of what you'll learn. You'll be able to identify and draft pleadings, be able to identify discovery documents and prepare those as well, summarize a deposition transcript, understand the differences between mandatory and persuasive authority. This is the next logical step after learning what primary and secondary authority is, as well as non-authority. Now you're going to determine what weight that authority carries, and you do that by understanding the difference between mandatory and persuasive authority. You'll be able to create a valid citation now, not from like a little story about the title of the case of Smith versus Jones. It's found in Volume 346 of the Federal Reporter and so forth. Instead of that, it'll be much more real life. You'll be presented with the first page from an actual court opinion and need to take the information that's provided on that page to create now a valid citation. In fact, some of you may have a very natural reaction. You'll say at the end of this, well, why didn't we do this from the start? It's so much easier. This is so much easier to do. Some of you will have that reaction. And the answer is it wouldn't seem easier if you didn't already understand the rules of citation and how we've set them up. Trust me, this is an exciting moment for you, because when you start actually creating real-life citations, you should feel a little bit empowered, because it will make sense to you and all this starts to come together. You'll be able to utilize the Law Library and online legal research tools to help you create the litigation documents, especially through the use of form books, as we'll see. And we're going to start talking about e-discovery, electronic discovery, which is really, in legal terms, very new. It's only really existed in its current form for the last, since, let's say, 2005. And even that is kind of stretching it, because even after the Zubalaki conference, which we'll learn about later, it's taken a long time for jurisdictions to kind of unify their rules and come up with workable and doable e-discovery processes. So we'll discuss that. We'll also discuss, regarding e-discovery, how to put together a plan to deal with e-discovery. We'll talk about this later, but the average e-discovery case in this figure is at least 4 or 5 years old, with $1 million a case for a full-blown e-discovery case. And so that price actually may have come down a bit, but the point is it's still very expensive to do full-blown electronic discovery. We have just another great legal movie up to bat here, The Ghosts of Mississippi. Again, I love true stories, so it's always exciting when you see a movie that's based on a true story, and this one does an excellent job of staying with the facts, keeping the facts right down the line. I remember when this was going on, and when they were actually trying this case and seeing news about it. When the movie came out, I didn't see it in the theater. I saw it actually a few years later and wish I had seen it earlier. It's just a great movie. It's great from not just a legal standpoint, but also a historical standpoint. And, we do this. Hopefully, you're doing this partly because you believe in justice, and this is certainly a case about that. Another alternate film is not true to life, but it's still a very enjoyable film, a very interesting film, and brings up a lot of legal questions, including ethical questions. That's The Client, based on the John Grisham book. Again, John Grisham, if you're not aware, was also an attorney. And so his cases are really rooted in law, and one of the reasons I like him is because he keeps it relevant to law. You can almost always tell when somebody has written a legal thriller or a book dealing with the law who really wasn't a lawyer, and that's not the case with Grisham. That's a great movie. All right, I think that's it for now. Let's get started with Segment E by going to Chapter 4 and start dealing with citing authority and the real world.